Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the Set It in Motion with Edwina Davis. This morning, July 25th, we have a very special show in line for you with an book industry insider, Carol Taylor. In just a second, I'll be introducing her. I want to make the announcement that for the first five callers, Carol will be giving away copies to one of her best-selling Brown Sugar book series. So please give us a call, get in on the conversation. You can join us in the chat room as well. The call-in number is 858-357-8494. I'd like to announce to any of our listeners and callers that if you have a question or comment for Carol, please press 1. That will effectively raise your hand so that I'll know you're not just listening. Otherwise, we won't call on you to comment. Also, you can join us in the chat room. If you've got any questions that you need to email in, the email address is edavisinmotion@gmail.com. So without further ado, we're going to get right into introducing Ms. Carol Taylor. Carol Taylor is formerly of Random House. She was a book editor with Random House and has been in book publishing for over 16 years. She has worked with many of today's top black writers. She's a freelance book editor, ghostwriter, and editorial consultant, a best-selling author of 7 books, and an award-winning book editor. Carol, are you with us this morning?
Good morning, Edwina. I most definitely am. Thanks for that wonderful introduction.
You're very welcome. Just delighted to have you. I can tell you there's been a lot of buzz. You're a rock star.
Oh, boy. That's really, really good to know. I love book publishing. I love editing. And I have a lot of people who are interested in finding out the ins and outs. So it's great that you have provided this platform for me to talk directly to them and with them.
That's right. There is a lot of, I won't say confusion, but there's a lot of buzz out here on Facebook and I guess just in public, in general public, about, you know, what's happening in the book industry. There are a lot of independent publishers. You know, there used to be the traditional, it used to be that the traditional publisher was the only game in town, so to speak. Now, independent publishers have sort of changed that game. So I don't know where you want to start. We've got tons of questions, but if you can just kind of give your take on the independent publisher versus traditional publishing, what do you think is the trend? Where do you think that whole publishing industry is going in the future?
Well, it's kind of almost, I'm thinking, come full circle, Edwina. Many, many years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, a lot of best-selling authors today were self-publishing their own books. For instance, Zane, Terry McMillan, and then they were picked up later by publishers. We're now coming full circle where we're seeing, yet again, a lot of authors self-publishing their books, how they want it to look, how they want it to sound, and they are now going back to publishers, picking up on their work and publishing it and or even just distributing their work. So I think it's come full circle, and what I really like about the book publishing industry today is that it's so open. We have a self-published author who just picked up a multi-million dollar book deal from St. Martin's. We have well-known authors like Walter Mosley choosing to go with small presses. We have a small press like Akashic Books going into concert with industry professionals like Marie Brown and opening up new imprints called Open Lens Imprint, which is a literary house for black authors. So I think it's wide open, and it really should be fine-tuned for the author. Some authors want more control over their work. Some authors would rather have a traditional book deal, which can be easier said than done. But what's happening now is that there's so many different options, and I recommend that authors do their research and or call in and ask their questions about the industry.
That's right, and very good. And actually, we do have, like I said, some callers on the line as well as some in the chat room. I want to give the caller an opportunity to speak now. I can't tell if you've raised your hand or not, but if you are on the line with us, area code 248, do you have a question or a comment for Carol? caller with area code 248, first exchange is 420. And if you don't respond.
Sorry,
hi,
I was on, I had my phone on mute. How are you?
Good. How
Very
are you
good.
Doing?
Thank you.
Good. Thank you. My question pretty much is for the self-publishing component and editing. I am in the process. I've finished a children's book, but what are some of your suggestions of finding a good editor that really understands the both the creative component and the grammatical without taking away the vision of what I want to write or my book?
Good morning. What is your name?
Yvette.
Yvette, thanks for calling in. You know, that's a great question, and you've kind of answered your own question. Honestly, I am an adult commercial book editor, but the components mm-hmm. are the same for young adult or children's. And what you want to look for, one, is an editor who is open to your vision, is an editor who reviews your manuscript, gives you good feedback for free, tells you what he or she thinks that it needs, and then allows you to be a part of that process. It's funny that I would say that, but there's some editors who come in and simply want to edit the way that they edit. I edit mm-hmm. every book differently based on the author's voice, based on the market, and based on what the author wants. Two, book editors are not copy editors. So as an editor, I will, of course, edit you for grammar. I will edit you for consistency. I will edit you for usage. I will edit you for characterizations. But I'm not a copy editor. And I always suggest that even after I've edited a manuscript, that that author have a copy editor take a look at it. Copy editors are not as expensive as book editors. And so I think that it is wise for you to have a copy editor, $200, take a look at it. And that way you know that it's clean and grammatically correct and consistent. As a book editor, I'm looking at so many different things that you can't mm-hmm. always trust that editor to know that you're not dangling your modifiers or you're being consistent throughout, because I'm looking at four other things specific to the editorial process of editing the manuscript. And three, I would go with an editor who, one, has worked at a publishing house as an editor, two, perhaps has been published as an author, because then you get that perspective.
Okay.
One of the things that makes me very helpful to authors is that I'm also an author as well as being a book editor. So I have the sensitivity to make my comments not so broad or not so insensitive. So I make suggestions to you as well as make edits. So I will suggest perhaps you want to use this instead of that. And I will try to edit in your voice, not in my voice. And what that means is that every author has a particular voice that they're using, whether it's fiction or nonfiction. And I want to edit in your voice consistently. And the last part of this answer is make sure that you two get along. You don't want to work with someone that you don't get along with, or who doesn't share your vision, or who doesn't think that your book is great. You do want a cheerleader, and that's one of the things that your editor does, but they're also very realistic. So get someone with some background who can also advise you on branding, marketing, the publishing world, distribution, design, copy, layout. Book editors have that background. People who come to the process later on or from magazines or another industry don't have that. And so I hope I've answered your question.
You have. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Yvette, and good luck. And
thank
you know I'm available.
Okay.
I got you to laugh.
Good
That's
job,
great.
Carol. Thank you, Yvette. And I hope, Yvette, you heard the announcement that Carol is giving away copies of one of her books in the series, Brown Sugar, to the first five callers, so that would include you. So please send an email to either myself or Carol once she gets her information. My email is edavisinmotion@gmail.com. And again, Carol will give her information at the end of the show.
Okay, thanks.
And thank you again. Yes. Of course, Carol, we've got a ton of questions, so let me begin with this one. what are the top five things every writer should know if he or she wants to be published? And that's by the big boy, so to speak.
Oh, boy, that's a good question. The top five things every writer should know. One, I think that every writer, before they're published, should have inroads in networking with other writers. So you should perhaps have taken a writing course, taken an editing course, been to some writers' conferences, network with writers' groups, talk to writers, published and not, so you have some background. Two, you should have an understanding of your genre. And by genre, I mean what type of book are you publishing and into what market. That way you can do your research. Three, that you have an understanding of marketing, because a lot of authors come to the industry and they think, oh, I'll write this book and then the book will promote itself or my publisher will promote me. And that is not always the case. I have published 7 books and to this day I continue to do my own promotion and marketing. So have an understanding not only of promotion and marketing and of your audience, which is also your demographic, but understand that you, as well as writing the book, will be responsible for promoting and marketing that book. So have relationships with bookstores. Have relationships with industry professionals. Have relationships with networks where you can go to conferences and panels and promote your book in those venues. Have some marketing materials, postcards, pamphlets, leaflets. Expect that you are going to give away a number of books to start the word of mouth on your book. And have some kind of presentation that you know that you'll be able to give off the cuff. What I do is when I try to speak off the cuff, I have a presentation that I know by heart. And so I'm not reading from a page when I'm giving a talk or a lecture. This is something that I have already practiced. If it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes, I've timed myself. So I come across as being professional and articulate and knowledgeable, even though there's been, you know, mad study behind it. And last but not least, always think about the next book. Whenever I have a proposal for one book, I always make it at least 2 books. I try to sell series. My first book is a series of 4 books, Brown Sugar. And every time I pitched one book, I pitched another book in the proposal. And so I'm always thinking of the next book. And so instead of one book contract, I get 2. So for branding, think about publishing series and not just one book. So if you're doing a YA novel, think about what that next book could be in the quote-unquote series. Does this character have a best friend? Maybe they have other adventures. If it's an adult book, is there another book in this series that you can create and pitch to your publisher? Publishers actually like when you give them ideas because it gives them less work to do and it shows that you know your business. So keep all of this in mind and understand that you are the best researcher because you know your book. You are the best author for this, and you should be able to speak on your project knowledgeably, and that you are the best promoter for this. And go out and do your research. Talk to people. Go on Facebook. Use social media. Go to conferences. Talk to other writers. And here's a bonus question. Here's a bonus answer, because I get the question of how do you find a good agent. There's several ways to do that. For instance, go to a bookstore, open the book that is comparable to yours, and look at the acknowledgement pages. Authors quite often thank their agent. Or look on the LMP, which is the Literary Marketplace. You can find it online. There are whole sections on agents. See how they want their submissions. Call them in, call up, and find out how you can submit it. It can actually be that easy. And network, network, network.
Wow, that's great advice. And in terms of you said find an agent by looking in some of the books that you like. Typically authors
Absolutely.
Will thank their agents. What was that other network that you gave us?
Oh, the LMP, Literary Marketplace. It's a directory of all things relating to book publishing. And there is a reference guide at the library. There is also a reference guide online. I would just Google Literary Marketplace. And they have a section for agents with their contact information.
Okay.
So I would not send a fiction novel to a nonfiction agent. So do your research.
That's right. Okay, great. Here's a follow-up question to that, now that you've spoken about how to find an agent. You know, those of us who are new to the industry here, that you can expect anywhere from 10 to 100 rejection letters from publishers. How difficult is it to find an agent? Just to get to that first step.
Well, you know, I mean, you hear all kinds of stories. It's really difficult, or I got an agent first time. The thing, that it's two parts. It's one, finding an agent, and two, finding a good agent. These are two very important factors. And as I've said, you can find an agent if you have a good project and you make your submission in a way that that agent is looking for it. So it can be as hard as you want it to be, or it can be as easy as you want it to be. And it can be easier by doing the things that I suggested earlier, and that is doing your research and then having an interesting project, knowing how to write a query letter, knowing what a submission looks like to an agent. A query letter is very, very important. Once you've found those agents by doing your research and looking in the LMP and looking in books on the acknowledgments page and networking and going to places like the Harlem Book Fair or to other book fairs, then what you have to do is make sure that your pitch is perfect. And what I like to do is I kind of synopsize my entire book in a few sentences that's a paragraph long of 3 to 4 sentences. For instance, my novel, The X Chronicles, I called it Sex and the City Meets Waiting to Exhale. Quick, simple, you get an image, you kind of get the book. And you will need to do that so that you can pitch it ad lib, off the cuff. And so know how you can pitch your project, know how you pitch yourself, and have a good query letter, which is about half a page long, directed to the agent that you're sending your project, the correct address, neat, proofread. You introduce yourself, you introduce your project, you introduce your market and your demographic, you thank them for looking at it, and you ask if they would like to see more. Done.
Okay. Well, that's a great guide that we've gotten for free. I'm excited.
You know. People pay a lot of money for this stuff, so get it while it's hot.
I don't know about our listeners, but I've written down everything you said, and
wonderful.
I'm going to implement it as soon as I hang up. Call her if you're still on the line and have another question. I want to give you the opportunity at this point. If not, that's fine.
Sure. I do have a question. Do you have a few books and or magazines that you suggest that we could read when it comes to self-publishing?
Good morning. What's your name?
This is Yvette again.
Oh, Yvette! do I have magazines for you to read about self-publishing? Is that what you asked me?
Or publishing in general, primarily books. I read like Poets and Writers and Publishers Weekly. Do you have any other suggestions for magazines and then some books in regards to self-publishing?
No, if I'm understanding your question correctly, I don't have any suggestions for magazines on self-publishing, but I do have suggestions for researching self-publishing, and you can do that on the web very, very easily. Am I misunderstanding your question about?
Nope. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. I would just like to take this time to remind our listeners that you're listening to Set It in Motion, where every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, we set in motion real-life solutions to real-life problems. Our call-in number is 858-357-8494. Again, 858-357-8494. You can also join us in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com, Set It in Motion. Lastly, if you have questions you'd like to send in an email to me, you can email them to edavisinmotion@gmail.com. You're listening this morning to editor and best-selling author Carol Taylor. Carol Taylor is formerly of Random House. She's been in the publishing business for 16 years. Okay, Carol, another question for you is you've covered that. The question was, what do you think of independent publishing? What do you do to market your books is another question was sent in. What do you do, I guess you're saying?
Well, I think you should do as much as you can to market your book, but I think that you should have a marketing strategy before you even finish writing your book. I think you should have researched your audience. You should see where the trends are so that you can tap into that trend. I mentioned having marketing material such as postcards, leaflets, social media, certainly having Facebook pages for all of your books, a website, absolutely. If you have connections with conferences, panels, book fairs, those are wonderful ways to get your book out there. If you're self-publishing, it's different than if you are being published, because then you do have some help, but you definitely do need to add to the promotion and the marketing. And also, if you have contacts with radio shows, blog radios, with TV, I work all of my contacts that I've had for 16 years. I stay in touch with everyone who has promoted me in the past. I don't just take, I also promote them as best as I can, so that when it comes back around to me needing promotional help, they help me as well. So I would also write for magazines. I would write for any kind of article so that I could get my name and my book out there. I would do any kind of bookstore promotions. I would do readings. I would do anything that I possibly could do to promote myself. But here's a caveat. On Facebook, as an author, I'm a separate identity. I have a page on Facebook, and all of my projects have separate pages. That way, I don't confuse my personal self with my public self. And when you do promote yourself, I don't barrage my quote-unquote fans with buy my book, buy my book. I try to make it interesting. I give as good as I get. So get creative, network with other writers, join writing groups, find out what they're doing, do joint promotions where you can have others, and then you can join your marketing list together and have a marketing list. Have a list of people you know are interested in your work. And mine deeply and widely all of your contacts in a respectful manner. Beyond that, just be creative and be passionate. One of the things that's gotten me as far as I've gotten is I'm simply passionate about what I do, and I believe in it. When I had Brown Sugar published in 2000, no one thought that there would be a market for a collection of black erotic fiction written by best-selling authors. The book hit the bestseller list the first week it was published, and we're in the seventh or eighth printing and four books later. So believe in yourself and believe in your project and promote it and speak about it passionately.
That's key, and thank you for that. It shows in the conversations I've had with you. I can tell that you're passionate about what you do in general and about your books in particular. That's important, and I think, you know, probably most of us writers are passionate about what we write, but maybe not so passionate about getting it out there. So I think
exactly.
That combination is very key. I also like what you said about promoting others, and I think not many of us actually get that. You know, I started doing that, and somebody inboxed me and asked me what was my angle. And I was offended a little, but I didn't really understand where they were coming from. I thought, you know, why would I need an angle? I don't think like that. But I understood where they were coming from, because you don't see it. Most people don't do it. But I get it, and I'm glad that you do. And that's probably why one of the reasons why you're so successful in what you've done. The next question we have for you, Carol, is tell us what we have to look forward to once we are picked up by one of the traditional publishers. Give us the good, the bad, and the ugly. Carol? Okay, I guess we've lost her. Let's see. Caller, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. If you have another question for her, you can ask it at this point. I'm imagining the call dropped and she'll call us back. Did you have another question for her?
Not at this point.
Okay, that's fine. Yes, she's back in. Looks like she's back in now. Okay.
Lena, I dropped out for
Carol?
A second. If you were talking,
okay.
Yes, I'm back. You were talking about having an angle and cross promotion when I dropped out.
That's right. Yeah, I was just giving the example of, I was doing that for a newbie. I'm a newbie, and I had another newbie approach me about whether or not she could be on my show. I said, absolutely. I started promoting her book and talking about her, and people were like, well, you're new and you haven't even had your book out yet. Why would you do that? And I thought, well, why not? So I think more of us need to get that piece. I think that, when you give, you get back tenfold.
Absolutely, 100%. I don't think that a lot of people in general understand that networking is actually a two-way street. And if you keep going to the same well and taking and taking, there won't be anything left. So you have to cross-promote as well as promote yourself. And for you, with your Blog Talk Radio, you're making connections with me, and you're making connections with all the people who call in. And when people call in, they're making connections with me and with you. So it can be quite productive as a cross-promotional venture as opposed to simply promoting your own projects. That won't get you very far. You have to create relationships in the book world, in every world, but particularly in the book world. And it's about networking so that everyone benefits.
That's right. Before your call dropped, I was going on to the next question, and thank you for that. The question is, tell us what we have to look forward to once we are picked up by one of the traditional publishers. Give us the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Oh, boy, we've only got a few minutes left. But let me tell you, it's wonderful to have a traditional book publisher, but that's just the beginning. It's really not the end. And depending on where you come into the game, whether you've come in with just a book proposal and then you need to go and write that actual manuscript, what you're looking to doing is a lot of work. But let's just say that you've written a novel, you have a finished manuscript, and you've been acquired by a book publisher. One, you're going to start to have a wonderful relationship with your editor. You're going to understand the ins and outs of what an editor does and what you as a writer do. And you're going to start to understand what you as a writer will have to do as a promoter. And sometimes that can be a wake-up call. But during the process of having your book published, of course, you'll get a contract, you'll get a check, and do understand that it can take anywhere from a year to 2 years to actually see your book being published. I don't think a lot of authors understand that there is an issue of time. And so you will go on to writing your book. You will deliver it to your editor. They will edit your book for whatever it needs, whether that's line editing or developmental editing or conceptual editing. You will then revise your manuscript, send it in, and during this course, there will have been a production process underway. A designer is picked for you, a copy editor, a production editor. They're going to start designing the interior, the layout, as well as the cover, and you will get input on all of that. And you'll also be assigned a publicist. When your book is published, you will then have to put on your book promoter hat. And you will hopefully have been doing several of the things I mentioned earlier, getting your contacts together, forming partnerships, networking, researching the different venues for marketing, magazines, conferences, book fairs, getting your presentation together as an author for your readings and your presentations. And this is something I recommend highly. You don't want to go and start to speak off the cuff. I've spoken in front of people for many, many years, but it's something that you have to get used to. And I think even I will stand in front of an audience and forget what I'm saying if I haven't practiced it beforehand. So it's a long road.
I just have to jump in really quick before we run out of time, Carol. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, let me just jump in to say you're listening to Set It in Motion, where every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. We set in motion real-life solutions to real-life problems. You're listening to best-selling author Carol Taylor and former editor with Random House. We're about out of time, but we do have another caller. I'm going to go over and let you answer this caller's question. Caller with from area code 678, are you there? Area code 678, extension 670. If you have a question or a comment, you can do so now. Okay. Well, Carol, I want to take this time for you to give your information so that anybody listening or in the chat room can get in touch with you with their questions and also to be able to send their information to you. We've got about three persons who were the first to get in, and they can they've essentially been winners of your contest.
Wonderful. Thanks for calling in, and you can find me at my email address, which is Carol, C-A-R-O-L, at brownsugarbooks.com, or you can find me on Facebook under Carol Taylor or under that email address, and you can inbox me with your information, and I'll sign a copy and send it to you.
Wonderful, and thank you for that. Do you have any other parting words for our audience, any words of wisdom that you'd like to share before you go?
Just don't give up and believe in yourself. Be your best cheerleader. Be humble. Be proud of your accomplishments, and just keep on doing what you think is the best type of work. And don't believe in trends, and don't believe in directions, and don't believe that the book publishing industry is imploding. There will always be books, and there will always be authors. So just keep doing what you think is the best work possible, and don't give up.
Those were great words of wisdom, Carol. We really appreciate you. And again, you know I will be in touch. You've been listening to Set It in Motion. I'm your host, Edwina Davis. We thank you for listening in, and join us next week where at 10 a.m. we'll do the same thing. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.